Hello and welcome to the Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today from Italy, we hear from Ruth Ann Henderson. Ruth Ann is a lay Dominican and lives in Turin, and her preaching is entitled Something Greater Than Prejudice.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When the crowds were increasing, he began to say, "This generation is an evil generation. It asks for a sign, but no sign will be given to it except the sign of Jonah. For just as Jonah became a sign to the people of Nineveh, so the Son of Man will be to this generation. The Queen of the South will rise at the judgment with the people of this generation and condemn them, because she came from the ends of the earth to listen to the wisdom of Solomon. And see, something greater than Solomon is here. The people of Nineveh will rise up at the judgment with this generation and condemn it, because they repented at the proclamation of Jonah. And see, something greater than Jonah is here." The Gospel of the Lord. Jonah has always been a bit of a favorite of mine, probably because he very nearly makes a complete mess of his role as a prophet in this hilarious little book. You remember when God tells him to go and preach repentance to the people of Nineveh, he rebels and off he goes in the opposite direction. And even after he's been stuck in the belly of the whale for 3 days, when at last he does as God asked him, when his prophecy works and the Ninevites repent, Jonah is not a bit pleased that God doesn't punish them. He never learns. A bit like most of us, I suspect. Because Jonah disapproves of the Ninevites because they're not Jews, because they're Gentiles. And he's a Jew and he doesn't see why they should get special treatment. He's prejudiced. He thinks he's better than they are. And we all have our prejudices. Maybe not racial or religious prejudices, but idiotically enough, we may have a prejudice against a rival football team or a baseball team, against people who in some insignificant way are different from us. No matter how unimportant the difference really is, we react to it. And Jonah wants God to think like Jonah. He's consumed with his own self-importance. He thinks God should organize things according to Jonah's ideas, and God won't play. Isn't it intriguing that this reluctant prophet is the one that Jesus quotes along with the Queen of Sheba? She was a bit like the people of Nineveh in that she wasn't a member of the chosen people, but like the people of Nineveh, she was ready to listen and learn and grow. Think what an advantage we have over the Ninevites and over the Queen of the South. We know that Jesus lived and taught and died for us, and after 3 days, not in the belly of the whale, but in the darkness and isolation of the tomb, he rose. He showed himself to Mary Magdalene in the garden. He broke bread with the apostles. He ascended into heaven. This is why we have our time of Lenten reflection and renunciation, to prepare ourselves for the stunning, glorious realization of the resurrection and what it means for us. we can laugh at Jonah. Indeed, that book of Jonah invites us to enjoy its humor. But it doesn't stop there. It invites us to repent wholeheartedly like the Ninevites, to listen to wisdom like the Queen of Sheba, and above all, to recognize that something greater than Solomon is here, something greater than Jonah. Jesus, the living Lord.